Day by day it's more impossible to cope. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out the business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet it still is hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with, and then I'm worry free. But that's nonsense. I got a little boy to look after, and if I die, then my child would be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me it seems like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this, but to me she was just another chick. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me.
So I was scrolling through Facebook, as you usually do, and I came across a post from a friend of mine which said that they had created a petition to go to the Australian House of Representatives, and that the petition was approved. Now, usually you kind of scroll down these things because a lot of the times it's petitions to, you know, name something Boaty McBoaty Faceits and Boated. And I ended up reading it, and it turned out that it was a petition to have a mental health curriculum created for high schools in Australia. And I thought, this is a sensational idea, and why haven't we thought about it? So I ended up giving that person a bell, and they are an amazing soul in person and said that it'd be okay and cool to organize a podcast. I completely forgot what the time difference is on the other side of the world, but we made it work. And I got to do a quick interview with Geneva. Geneva is an amazing individual who just radiates love and wants to bring and shine her light on the world. And I think people like that you need to keep in your life, especially when you do go through dark times or dark days. But also she's like really sneaky dope and does things for the culture, and we bonded over Beyonce. So check out this interview with Geneva Atkinson. All right, joining us all the way from Melbourne, Australia, is Geneva Atkinson. She is a postgraduate psych student. Fortunately, she's a complex PTSD sufferer, but fortunately for us, she is a loving wanderer and a doer of dope shit out there on the East. Geneva, how are you?
I'm great, Kalichi. How are you?
I'm good, Geneva. Even better for speaking to you. Aww. Although I am slightly embarrassed after my poor timekeeping skills led me to forget what the time was. On the other side of the world.
It's okay. It happens to the best of us. Truly.
So, it's Mental Health Week here in the UK, and we wanted to sit here and speak about mental health, Mike and myself, and found out that you had submitted a petition to be reviewed by the Australian government regarding the need for a permanent mental health curriculum unit in high schools. And luckily and thankfully for us, that petition has been approved. So first and foremost, just wanted to get an idea of why you decided to put that petition forward.
Well, basically, I mean, I've suffered, I don't know if I'd say suffered. I've dealt with a lot of mental health issues myself over the last decade or so. And so I know basically how much of a struggle it is to find help once you begin to be struggling with mental health. I think that it's just very important that we give everyone, when they're young, the tools and the resources to cope with anything that might come along mentally, because mental illness is incredibly common. It's a commonly known statistic that 1 in 4 adult Australians will have suffered a major mental health issue by the time they're 40. So, and that can include things like bipolar, things like anxiety, PTSD, depression, all of the more well-known ones, as well as a range of other things that can affect people. So I think just realizing how much of a toll not knowing what I was coping with when I started to get mentally unwell took on me and my family, I don't want other people to have to struggle through that. And I see that it's a big area of stigma. There are people who are unwilling to admit that they have mental health issues. So knowing, you know, imagine a world where in high school you're taught that mental health issues are common and that, you know, it's as common and as normal as breaking your leg, you know, or breaking a bone or whatever, to experience a mental health crisis or a period of time where you don't feel quite yourself. So if we could instill that sense of normality around mental health fluctuations, then it would just make a world of difference. You know, people wouldn't feel like they have to suffer in silence, you know, because people around them would be able to recognize the signs that they were getting mentally unwell. Part of a big problem with suicide is that the people around the depressed individual might not ever know that they're struggling with depression. So if we could teach the nuances and the sort of intuition needed to recognize when a friend or a family member is coping with depression, then it might save some lives. So I just think those are all very important things to teach our young people.
Well, I suppose the entire point of school is to teach young people how to be complete, well-rounded individuals. But I think it really makes sense that we need to get this into schools as well, because we do teach things like cooking, we do teach things like PE, we do teach things like art as well. So I suppose it's important, or do you think, sorry, that it's important to have this in the stream to kind of completely make a well-rounded individual, especially in those young years where they're very, very formative?
Well, yeah, I think that it's, well, incredibly important, basically. I think that it's as important as teaching students to, you know, the basis of a healthy diet or the importance of physical exercise. You know, if you don't teach kids these things early, then, you know, they can grow up thinking that it is just completely normal to be mentally healthy your entire life, and that they're completely crazy if they're not, you know, and that's absolutely not the truth. And I think that, I guess teaching them to have these skills is so important, because poor mental health is the biggest killer of young people in our country and in many other Western countries, as well as obviously third world countries. So it's a life or death issue. And if it were heart disease, the government would be jumping on it. You know, if kids were dying of heart disease, nobody would be keeping quiet, you know, but because it's mental health, and because there are areas where it's a bit vague, or there are areas where we don't know everything, it's a less discussed topic and it's a less urgent topic in the eyes of the government, which I find to be just not right, I guess, because it's a killer. So
now, interestingly enough, you've mentioned the government, and I suppose the question there for me becomes, is it the government's job to do this, right? Is this the job of the state or the job of the school to decide how to teach mental health? I mean, we're going to have a lot of people who sit there and agree with it, but then kind of say, well, mental health should be taught by your mum or dad, or should be done by practitioners, or should be done away from the school. So why do you think it's the government's job? Or why do you think it might benefit the government or the state or schools to actually do this for their own sake and, you know, not leave it up to individuals?
Yeah, well, that is a good question. And I think it's a very valid question. And I think that the answer really is that it's like saying, well, why should it be the responsibility of schools to teach physical education? Why can't parents do that? And the direct answer to that is that there are parents and students from every socioeconomic level, basically, in our schools. And not all parents have the ability, the time, the resources, or the education in these things to actually teach their kids these skills. And they might not be mentally healthy themselves in the ways that they need in order to educate their kids to be mentally healthy. So if we have basically a permanent structure in place that acts as a skeleton, you know, then that provides the basic architecture for mental health, then students will never, ever be empty-handed. And that's, I guess, the main thing, is that there are a lot of students who are taught mental health coping techniques by their parents. Perhaps they're not the ones taught through, you know, CBT or cognitive behavioral therapy, for those that are not familiar with therapy terms. They're not perhaps commonly used psychology techniques, but their parents do teach them healthy coping strategies. But then there are all these other students who fall through the cracks because their parents might be working three jobs. They might not have the time to sit down with their kids and say, hey, you know, if you have a panic attack, this is how to cope with it. Hey, if you feel suicidally depressed, this is who you can go to talk to. You know, parents might not know, parents might not have the time. So I believe that that's a big enough reason for it to be a government responsibility.
All right. Okay. Well, so let's say we get this approved, right? How are we going to have it work? Who's going to do the teaching? Are we going to get neuropsychologists into the school, or yes, will it be something else? And, you know, I'm thinking about it now, I don't think all of my history teachers were actually historians. In fact, my Japanese teacher was a Dutch guy who doubled up as our football coach as well. It's not going to be rocket science, is it?
No. Well, that's exactly it. And I think the analogy I used was that you don't need to have a dentist teach you how to brush your teeth. Your parents can teach you how to brush your teeth. Your friend can teach you how to brush your teeth if they know how. You know, it's once it's a well-known technique, it can be passed on the same way as any other technique, like tying your shoes. And the skills and coping techniques that would be taught in this curriculum are the most basic proven research techniques, basically. We wouldn't be doing this whole, it wouldn't be a counseling program necessarily. It wouldn't be sort of a like a vague nebulous thing where people come in and they talk about their problems. Instead, it would be a very practical program where things like how to recognize a panic attack, how to recognize the symptoms of bipolar, how to recognize this, how to recognize that, and then how to things like breathing techniques, meditation techniques, things that are very, very proven with lots of peer-reviewed, incredible research backing them up. And so you wouldn't need psychologists at this point. A teacher would be needed to teach the unit, but they would not be needing to be trained professional in psychology. Basically, they could be just trained in education.
Oh, man. Well, look, it's Mental Health Week here in the UK, and this is a special episode of Distorted Shades of Grey. We're speaking with Geneva Atkinson. So currently, as things stand, the petition has been submitted. It's been approved by the Australian government.
Yeah.
And we're looking at getting into schools. It's also been approved, and it's now going to the House of Reps to the Minister of Education. So what can your average everyday person do? What can our listeners do to help out?
Well, signing it would be a huge start. If you feel like sharing it with friends or colleagues or anyone really, people on the street, please do. It's really just a numbers game at this point. You know, we need to show that this is something that is important and that, you know, that enough people are concerned about, because one of the saddest things is that the government doesn't really necessarily want to put this curriculum unit in place, simply because of the difficulties involved with it. There are difficulties with it. It is still a subject where there are a lot of liability issues and things like that. But these things can be overcome. They can be worked through. There are lots and lots of things that you know, we can all do to kind of make it easier. So just show your support by signing the petition. Basically, it's there's really not much else you can do apart from advocating for mental health teaching wherever you can. You know, it's at the moment that's as far as we've gotten with it. Lots of programs exist actually, but they're additions to the curriculum, and they're actually very optional for schools. Things like mental health first aid, Mind Matters is another program. And these people are doing incredible jobs to actually, they've done the hard yards already and advocated for mental health teaching in schools. But so far, nobody has really succeeded in getting the government to listen up and provide some funding for something like this. So,
well, look, we'll do everything that we possibly can here at Distorted Shades of Grey to get it out. So we'll put it on our link, we'll share it on our page, try to get it out there as well, especially the petition link. But to finish it off, we like to do things for the culture here, and we've got two tough questions for you. So get your mind right, okay? Get your mind ready.
Yeah, cool. Okay, all right. Trying to get my brain in gear here. All right.
First question is, at this particular moment, what are you doing for joy? What brings joy into your life?
Right now?
Well, not speaking to me on the podcast, not at this particular moment in time, literally. I mean, you're talking to me. But at this particular moment of your life, what are you doing that
in
brings
life?
You a lot
okay.
of joy?
All right. I'm exploring a new city that I've just moved to. So that's bringing me a lot of joy. I'm getting to know new people all around me, and lots of interesting young people around me all the time. And it's just like very mentally stimulating. I was just in the city today and thinking how beautiful a city it is. And so I'm very thankful, because my mental health actually has prevented me from leaving WA for about 10 years now. So this is a really like big step for me, and it's just making me happy every day. The other thing would be, I guess, painting. I'm like getting back into sort of watercolor painting, and I'm really looking forward to doing more of that over here. Those would be my two.
Boom. Water painting, yeah. And enjoying a new city. That's dope. All right, last question. This is the big one, the most important one from today. We usually like to ask our guests to pick a song that we used to play them out with. So what song would you pick?
Oh my goodness, can it be something by Michael Jackson?
No, we can't just use anything by Michael Jackson. You need to pick a song. Go on, pick a song.
All right, let's go with Thriller. Why not?
All right, Thriller it is. All right, look, Geneva, wanted to say a very, very massive thank you for coming on. It's always
Thanks
a pleasure to speak to you. And yeah, we'll keep doing it for the culture, and hopefully speak to you soon.